Chapter 2. Now, in the early summer, the trees stood still under the blue sky. They held their arms out wide and received the power of the sun as it streamed down on them. The bushes in the thicket were coming into bloom with stars of white, red, or yellow. On many of them, the buds of fruit were beginning to be seen again. Countless of them were sitting on the fine tips of the branches, tender and firm, appearing like little clenched fists. The colorful stars of many different flowers came up out of the ground so that the earth, in the subdued light of the forest, was silent but vigorous in color. All around was the smell of fresh foliage, of flowers, of the soil, and of green wood. When morning broke, and when the sun went down, the whole forest was alive with a thousand voices, and all day from morning to evening, the bees sang, the wasps buzzed, and the bumblebees buzzed even louder through the fragrant stillness. That is what the days were like when Bambi experienced his earliest childhood. He followed his mother onto a narrow strip that led between the bushes. It was so pleasant to walk here. The dense foliage stroked his sides gently. Everywhere you looked, the path seemed to be blocked, but it was possible to go forward in the greatest comfort. The pathways formed a network going all through the forest. Bambi's mother knew them all, and whenever he stood in front of what seemed to him like an impenetrable green wall, she would immediately seek out the place where the path began. Bambi asked her questions. He was very fond of asking his mother questions. For him, it was the nicest thing in the world to keep asking her questions and to listen to whatever answer she gave. Bambi was not at all surprised that he always thought of one question after another to ask her. It seemed entirely natural to him. It was such a delight for him. It was also a delight to wait, curious, until the answer came. And whatever the answer was, he was always satisfied with it.